Good morning and welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional. Let me read our text for today in Mark chapter 1, verses 4 to 8. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Well, the message of John here is about repentance. He's baptizing people with repentance. And many from the country of Judea and Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan. So his message of repentance means turning away from their sins. And this is the spiritual truth behind the geographic metaphor of preparing the way. So their repentance or their turning away from sin would prepare them for the coming Messiah. So in like manner, by rejecting our sins and seeking God's forgiveness, we smooth the way for our hearts to receive God and the forgiveness we so desperately need. Now in our world today, we are plagued with so much superficiality about Christianity. And there is the term easy believism in Christianity that, oh, it's just okay for you to believe in Christ, to trust Christ, to receive Christ. But there are no changes in the lifestyle. Now, only God can see the heart of every person, to those who profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But we doubt whether there is true repentance when there are no changes in the lives of those who profess that they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Their lives are unchanged. They can quote scriptures, they can mouth scriptures, but the lives are not seeing any evidences that they are really transformed because of the gospel, because of Christ. So let's beware of easy believism, because the Lord looks at our hearts. Is there truly sorry and brokenness of our sins? Is there truly repentant heart, which is the emphasis of John here? And John did appear. He's introduced here as one who is wearing camel's hair. He wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locust and wild honey. It seems to us that John has a different background. He is of a different culture, in a sense. He himself has recognized that he was the voice of the wilderness. And as such, he and his message of repentance was something like counterculture, and it was not popular. Now, when we talk about repentance, we should be talking about sin, that we should be addressing the sin. There will be no salvation without addressing our sin. We are not going to mention sin in order to just make people guilty, but we mention it because there is a cure of sin. And if we repent from our sins, the grace of God's salvation will forgive us. If we acknowledge our sin, confess our sins, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So many who hear the message of repentance, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And people were convicted and they confessed their sins and they were baptized of repentance. And they went to John the Baptist in order to make their confession concrete by submitting themselves to baptism. They were baptized in repentance. John the Baptist was just a simple prophet with a very straightforward prophetic message. The Messiah would soon appear. He said, "The one who is coming very soon is mightier than myself." He exalted Jesus or the Messiah so much. He expressed that the Messiah is so great that even a simple job of untying the sandal, he felt so unworthy to do. In other words, serving Jesus is the greatest privilege for John. For him, he recognized that Jesus is not just his cousin, an ordinary person. He is the divine Messiah, the Son of God. And he felt privileged, really, to serve him. That even just untying his the lace or the sandal, he felt very unworthy to do. And that he expressed also in John chapter 3, verse 30, that this Messiah, Jesus, must increase and he must decrease. Do you feel the same? Do you feel the privilege of serving the Lord Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Do we feel the treasure and we cherish this as the most important privilege for us as his children, that he did not only save us, but give us an opportunity while we are here waiting for his second coming to serve him? And maybe that we will be like John the Baptist. We will always feel the privilege that even doing simple things for Jesus should give us that fulfillment that we have done this for him, who is our King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He grants forgiveness and baptizes us with the Holy Spirit. He said, "I baptized you unto repentance, but he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." His giving us the Spirit is the best expression of God's goodness. There is only transformation because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, Jesus taught us about the goodness of God in giving us the Holy Spirit. He said, "If you then, who are evil," he talks about the Father, "you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So John was baptizing the people who confess their sin in repentance, but Jesus is saying, Jesus will be baptizing in the Holy Spirit, in a sense that there will be only transformation when the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in the hearts of those who repented their sins and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be a new life to be seen in their lives. True transformation is only through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, my dear friends, my dear brethren in the Lord Jesus Christ is the giver of life. And he will fulfill this promise through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Well, because where the Spirit is, there is life. So let it be that our Christianity, our form of Christianity, is not just a profession. It's just not only on our talk, but on our walk. That we don't only profess, but we possess Christ in the person of the Holy Spirit. Let be that our Christianity will be according to this promise of the Bible, that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature because of the presence of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that this morning you have given us, Lord, the privilege to hear the gospel, and that you bring conviction in our hearts so that we're prompted to believe the gospel and trust Jesus into our hearts. And you promise that the Holy Spirit will come and indwell us. Lord, we pray that many who will hear the word of God, that you'll convict their hearts, Lord. It's only through the Holy Spirit that there will be conviction of sin unto judgment and unto righteousness, that there will be salvation and transformation. because of his working in the lives of those who repent and those who confess their sins before you. I pray, your Father, that you save those who are not yet saved and empower us, those who are saved, that we live for Christ and serve him. Help us to be like the John the Baptist, who felt the great privilege to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, even saying that just untying his sandal, he felt very unworthy. Lord, Christ must increase and we must decrease. Let it be, your Father, that this will be true to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.